Sex fans, welcome back. Today is Wednesday, October 2nd, 2013, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge. And I'm your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick.
Do you know what you sounded like? You sounded like a fucking Nazi Julie Andrews.
Really? You got that from just those two sentences? That's amazing. So listen, author, activist, and passionate advocate for pelvic floor strength, the incomparable Laura Erdley, is back with us today for another go-round on this, the Sex Wisdom Show. I'm still kind of breathless from last week's show, so I can't hardly tell you how eager I am for more of her today. But wait, you didn't miss part one of our chat, did you? Well, not to worry if you did, because you can find it and all of my podcasts in the podcast archive on my site, drdicksexadvice.com. All you got to do is use the search function in the header, type in podcast number 391, and voila! But don't forget to use the pound sign when you do your search.
Talk to as few people as possible. That'd be best for you.
Well, I hope there's more than a few people in our audience today. So Laura invites you to visit her on her site, cleverly named pelvicfloorstrength.com. You'll absolutely want to tune in to her YouTube channel, also named Pelvic Floor Strength. And she's on Facebook and Twitter, too. For your convenience, there will be links to all of these sites, as well as links to where you can purchase her groundbreaking books and DVD in today's podcast posting on drdicksexadvice.com. Today's program is once again brought to you by Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library. You know, even though I get tons of email from folks looking for my advice, I can only respond to a limited number of inquiries at any given time. But that doesn't mean that I don't care about everyone who writes in. I do. That's why I've set up the How-To Video Library. You'll find a link to this great resource right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the Video Library tab in the header.
We have all the facts on this we need. We don't need any more facts. In the land of truth, my friend, the man with one fact is the king.
Actually, I think I need a few more facts, and here they are. The Video Library is the go-to place for all of you who have sexual performance questions. You'll be able to watch all kinds of deliciously entertaining, delightfully enriching, and oh-so-informative videos right from the comfort of your own home. And remember, a portion of the money you spend at Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library, educating, enriching, and entertaining yourself, comes back to us as support for these marvelous shows. So knock yourself out. Okay, on with the show. Laura, welcome back to drdicksexadvice.com. I can't tell you how much I've been looking forward to this continuation of the conversation we had last week. It was just brilliant, and you are marvelous, and I've already heard from a whole bunch of people who have just been astonished by what you were saying about pelvic floor muscle strength. So let's pick up precisely where we left off last week. But before we do, could you maybe give us a little bio? Tell us lots of interesting things about yourself, where you were born, where you were raised and schooled, and do you like muscle magazines and gladiator movies? And do you have a husband, a wife, a partner, a pet? That kind of stuff.
Well, I definitely can tell you those things, but firstly, I'd like to go back a little bit, and I'd like to say that you, Dr. Dick, are marvelous and magnificent. Thank you very much for having me on the show, and thank you very much for finding me on LinkedIn and giving me this opportunity to have a platform to talk to your audience, and, you know, we love you Yankees down here, and it's so nice to cross the water and see you. You know, you're asking me about questions that I don't often get asked about my life and who I am. I mean, I do and I don't. So I'm going to be really genuine. I'm going to be really sincere with you. I don't often like to be, you know, when I'm teaching, it's really important to be upbeat and, to be positive. But I'm going to be very sincere about my life. And maybe that's going to give you an understanding about how it is that I'm so confident and that I'm so strong and dedicated and so passionate and, you know, on such a mission, I guess, if you will. I was born in Australia. I lived the first year of my life in Papua New Guinea. When I was born, a very significant thing happened, and that was that both of my parents abandoned me. And actually, you know, it was a very odd story. It was actually because I was a girl, because I was supposed to be a boy. And when my mother had me, I'm one of three girls, I'm the youngest. When my mother had me, she went to the hospital and said, "I'm going to have a boy today." And there I came out. And I think the story goes, the first words that I ever heard were, "Oh my God, it's another fucking girl." And, unfortunately, my father didn't look at me for 10 days, and my parents nearly broke up, and I had to go and stay with my aunt until I was 10 days old. And, you know, that has really had a profound effect, I guess, on my psyche and my psychology. And, you know, the reason, that I think that's so important is that it's my understanding that when a child is born into that kind of arena, they try to scramble back to the spiritual world, a spiritual life, and they don't want to come into this plane. And that makes a great deal of sense to me, because I have always been overtly spiritual, and it's only the last 10 years that I have had to really ground myself and really work a lot with my feet and really be very earthy, because I've really been, you know, way up on the, you know, more on the spiritual realm than having my feet firmly planted on this glorious earth and really being in my body. Just important when you think about being in your body and living in your head. I mean, I think it's only really in the last decade that I myself have been learning to live in my body. And then, I left home when I was 10. I went to boarding school, and which was a godsend. I think that saved me. And I lived with my sister on the holidays because my mother, her boyfriend, didn't want us living with her because, we were just bitches, and he didn't want us in the place. And of course, you know, that's what you do, Richard, isn't it? You take your boyfriend over your children. And I think this has given me such, because I feel so loving and so full, it's just given me such a great grounding in, the human psyche. And, you know, I forgive all those people, and I totally get it, but, you know, it's made me very humble, and it's really made me understand all walks of life. You know, you talk about transgender or gay or these sorts of people. I cannot segregate any human being from another human being. I mean, even, you know, when we talk about the sexual organs and things like that, I say to people, okay, well, this is the normal placement of the uterus or, you know, the prostate. But you know what? We have hermaphrodites as well. So, and even though it's rare, we can't say what's normal and what isn't normal. I think that life is so difficult, firstly, because we have to deal with the psychology of all other human beings when our psychology is so perfect, right? that's difficult. And I just think it's really important to try, you know, not to be judgmental, because we're not God herself or itself, are we? And, I think that that's given me a great grounding. And then when I was 15, I went overseas. I went to Denmark, and I've been there 10 times now, and I have an amazing affiliation with the family there. I was an exchange student there, but I came back 8 years later, and, you know, a lot of the Danish culture I have in my life, I burn candles all the time, and I love red wine, and, I love fine food, and, you know, I was very, very fortunate to, meet a family that I was so close with. You know, when I was married in 2002, I had seven Danish people come to my wedding, and the father, my exchange student host father gave me away.
Nice.
When he died in 2003, I made it to his, you know, what do you call it when you have the last viewing of his body? Within 36 hours, I got to Denmark in 36 hours of him dying to see his body. Well, it was not really the wake. It was more, I had a personal viewing with his body, with his children, his wife, and his son's wife and me. So we were the immediate family. So that just goes to show, you know, when they had the eulogy, they specifically talked about his family, and they included me in that. And, you know, it just, it fills my heart with gratitude and joy. I'm sure you can hear that I have in a sense been adopted by this family that is well. So I come from this very dysfunctional family where my mother was hospitalized constantly by my abusive father, but we were also extremely wealthy at that time as well. And so I come from a very challenging background. But in saying that, I deal with a lot of people that have been rape victims.
Yes.
Some boys have been raped 400 times by their stepfather and two other guys, and I can't pretend to understand that. Sometimes those people are never going to get well, but because of my challenging or lonely times, I can open my heart up to attempt to empathize with those situations, and that's just been a great boon for my...
Isn't that the truth? I have to just interrupt for a second, because that resonates with me too. I mean, that people who have experienced and lived through and maybe even prospered through difficult times have such much more of a ability to be empathetic and sympathetic to those people who, you know, continue to suffer around them. And so it's a marvelous thing what you're doing, and I can see, you know, through what you've just said, how you've come to be the person that you are, this really healing personality. And speaking of healing, is it possible for you to walk us, you and me, and all our listeners, through an exercise so that we understand what pelvic floor strength, muscle toning is all about?
Definitely.
Just
to finish off first about what we were saying.
Cool.
In
all right.
They say that if you're able to use even the suffering in your life, and if you're able to, have a kind and loving heart, and if you're able to find wellness in that, then that is a great step towards enlightenment. And as you say, you can really, if you can have a kind and loving heart through your traumatic experiences, you can definitely benefit others through that. And yes, let's do, you know, if you never ever learn any other exercise in pelvic floor strength and strengthening the pelvic floor muscles, the most important exercise that you will ever do is called the perineal lift, or unfortunately many people will know that as a Kegel exercise from Arnold Kegel. But, you know, when we talk about Kegel exercise, that could be, palpating the clitoris and the urethra. It could be opening and closing the vagina. It could be squeezing and clenching the rectum. So even in the medical world, they're not really isolating things. So let's isolate it. And
Good. Thank you.
Let's think about it in this way. So for you and your audience, firstly, I want you to realize human beings, we live in our heads all of the time, in our head. So right now, we're going to use our head and our consciousness to start thinking about, this is the first step, to start thinking about where is the perineum. Okay. So the perineum, it is midway between the scrotum and the rectum, so the base, so the testicles and the rectum. It's also in between the vagina and the rectum. But you know what? It is not the testicle, the scrotum, or the rectum. and
that's
there's
right.
not
that little patch of skin there.
Yeah, and it's like a cross. You could think about Jesus. I hope that's not anti-Christian. It's like a cross in the middle,
yes.
And it's a hard, and it comes from the tuberosities, which are like the thighs, which are the sit bones. And if you stab on your hands, you feel the two hard bony bits that are protruding. Those are your sit bones. So thinking about where the perineum is, in between the vagina and the rectum and the scrotum and the rectum, but neither of those two, it's a hard, muscular, fibrous, tendinous tissue situated in between, and it has the ability to repair itself no matter what your age at any age. So if you've got the possibility of sitting on your hand, you could actually put your fingers there where your perineum is.
Let's do that, everybody in our audience. Let's put our hand between our legs and find our perineum, or as we like to call it, our taint pussy and then taint ass.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Good on you. Let's sit on our hand, and let's think about, you know, if our fingers are sitting underneath our crotch, let's do this. So if we're sitting forward with our feet shoulder width apart.
Okay.
Normally I do it with our elbows on the knees, but this is better. Hang on, guys. If we're sitting on our hands, our perineum is resting on our fingertips.
Right.
Think about where our perineum is resting on our fingertips, and let's see if we can draw up and away from our fingertips. So draw up and away from the chair. So if you can draw like in from the sit bone and draw up and away from the chair into your body, like going up to heaven. Okay. Now relax the pelvic floor muscles down. Let's do that a couple more times, and then I want to say something else to you. So again, thinking, where is it?
And feel it, and then the lift.
Feel it. Moving away from your fingers. Just see if even a slight movement, if not a strong one, if you can lift away from your fingers, up, 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 and into your body, lifting up, 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 and away. Now, I want you to know, audience, that I can see your body moving. 98% of you, I can see you moving. I can see you moving your tummy in and out. I can see you moving your glutes up and down, which means you're bobbing up and down on the chair. Maybe I can see you shaking and tremoring. I want you to stand
or
in front of the mirror.
Squeezing your legs together, your thighs together.
And if I'm standing next to you, remember I've got that whip. If I'm standing next to you with my whip, and I see your body moving, I say to you, So, you know, let's do it a few more times.
Good.
And don't be disheartened, ladies, fellas. Don't be disheartened, because if you think, my tummy's moving, my glutes are moving, my legs are squeezing, mainly the tummy and the buttock, or I'm only moving, clenching my rectum, and she's saying that that's not right. You know, what's not right in 5 lifts or palpations, it becomes right in 20 or 50 or 100. So very quickly, you know, you go away and do another 50 or 100, if even your muscles are strong enough to do that, because we never exercise them, then you'll very quickly change. So just listen up. Don't be moving. Imagine me seeing you, or when you do it standing up, look in front of the mirror. If you move, it's not right. So again, let's do something a little bit more dynamic, which is moving a little bit forward, but it's going to give you something to remember.
Okay.
So we're doing perineal lift. If we want to get the blood pumping, we do quick palpations. So if we want to get it warm and full of blood and we want to understand how it feels, we go quick. So let's do this. Let's go lift, drop, lift, drop. And we want to be able to do 3 minutes in the end. So we want to be able to go, I count one, we lift. So we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, always smiling, and 8, 9, 10, and take a break. Completely relax those pelvic floor muscles.
And nice breathing. Really, don't forget to breathe.
Well, the breathing, it really makes the pelvic floor palpation stronger. But in the beginning, if people want to hold their breath,
okay,
do whatever to understand it. But definitely, you know, when you come to know these muscles, breath work, it goes hand in hand. So get my DVD. There's four exercises on there, and I'm a taskmaster, and but it's 2 hours long. There's a big lecture in there as well.
Great. You know what? I'm thinking about something that you said just moments ago too, about don't be disheartened if you don't get it right away. You know, I've been talking about Kegel exercises or pelvic lift exercises for decades, and I know that people don't get it right away.
You're so amazing.
And so one of the things, you know, is don't get disheartened. You know, just try again. You'll get the hang of it soon enough. And before you know it, you'll be able to do these things, you know, while you're ironing or while you're watching television or while you're driving stuck in traffic. You can do these exercises any place. You can do them while you're talking to your boss, and he or she won't even know that you're doing them because you will just have that kind of control.
Well, let's get sexy about it.
All right.
It's not tiresome. It's not tedious.
That's right. It's
not a bore or a chore. They're actually pleasurable exercises, which in advanced practice, you can learn to orgasm hands-free.
Oh,
and instead of
right.
doing the traffic lights, which is also a great idea and a little bit boring, but imagine this. If you want to increase your libido as well, how about every time you see somebody that's attractive to you, what do you like? Eyes, butt, hair, feed, whatever you're into, you know.
That's right.
Can I see somebody that you think, they look pretty good? I think you should contract.
How cool.
Yeah. Definitely contract when you're speaking to your boss, because even if we don't get time to talk about it today, women lose most of their energy out of their vagina, and it's definitely important not only to perform a perineal lift, but to close your vagina, and especially if you're in an altercation. If you think about ancient martial arts, that's actually how we ladies lose our energy, is through our vagina to our opponent. We mainly lose it through menstruation, but if you're talking about energetics, I mean, if you want to give energy, relax your vagina, but you probably don't even know how to close it, to be honest, which, you know, that will come in time, hopefully, but if you do know how to close it, keep your pelvic floor muscle, keep your vagina closed, which is not the same as a perineal lift, but maybe I'm getting sidetracked there.
Okay. Well, let's, in the little time that we have left, I want to ask you a couple of questions. Last week, we spent a lot of time talking about incontinence. And I know that there's a huge billion-dollar, you know, pad-making industry that suggests to women and men that it's better to mask your incontinence than fix it. So what you and I are talking about today and what we talked about last week is basically flying in the face of that. It's by taking control of your sexual health, your physical health, your musculature health, and becoming a healthier person.
Many people don't know about pelvic floor exercises until they become incontinent.
Yes.
And then they go and see a physio, and then it can be very embarrassing for conservative people to be examined. I don't actually do examinations because I can see by looking at you whether or not you can see the exercise.
So true.
You know, it is a billion-dollar industry. Firstly, we've got a massive gap in education that is missing, even in the medical profession,
yes.
about the pelvic floor muscles. Secondly, we've got a lot of commercials with glamorous-looking models. I mean, here in Australia, we've got this gorgeous woman. She's nearly 70. She's some famous actress, and she says she's got this, you know, a dinner evening red dress on, and she looks amazing, and she says, well, you wouldn't know if I'm incontinent or not. And she strips off down to her beautiful lingerie, and she's wearing a goddamn diaper. You know, so she's sexy, and she's trying to be sexy. And there's one of your women from Days of Our Lives. I think her name is Rihanna. She's now the face of Tina Pads over there saying, yeah, you can wear a diaper underneath your dress that you're going to wear in the red carpet. You can't even see that you've got a nappy on. Well, you know, I want you to know that there's pee in there, so don't be walking around with your pee in your pants if you don't have to. And sex, so I don't think that's sexy, and I don't think you should think it's sexy. And what these commercials are saying to you is, oh, you sneeze and you pee. You know, that's okay. Just go and buy a pad, or you exercise and you pee. They don't say, strengthen your muscles, because this is a very curable disorder, let me tell you.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And so they say, okay, you can just wet yourself when you sneeze, you laugh, you cough. You know, we've got girls giggling on the TV going, it happens to me, and I laugh, and they all laugh, and the girl goes, ha ha, don't. I'm pulling my hair out, going, oh my God, I'm going to get alopecia if I see this one more time. And the fact of the matter is, what I want you women to know that it's saying it's okay to wear a pad is a pad now is a diaper later. And you know what? As we age, we already have to deal with the wrinkles and all the things that come with old age. We don't want to go to a nursing home and be humiliated and be degraded by somebody changing our nappy for us. And that's completely preventable and it's completely curable, especially stress incontinence. Now, urge incontinence, you know, I have to talk a great deal to you more about that. It is also curable, but there's a psychological component where you need to wonder about the habitual patterns that you have done to yourself, like going to the toilet every night for 5, 10, 20 years in the middle of the night, and suddenly you go to the toilet every night. You know, if that's you out there, roll over and go to sleep, and you will not wet yourself. You know, there's another disorder that's not only linked to incontinence, but it's a little bit psychological about habitual patterns you've created in your life. And once you start to boggle your mind and start to think about, you know, urge incontinence, see, stress incontinence is determined by, do you leak urine, coughing, laughing, sneezing, jumping, lifting heavy objects, you know, having sex in the bedroom.
Right.
Urge incontinence is determined by 6 main factors. So yes, there's billions of people with 6 main factors, and they are, did you experience leakage or fear of leakage when you first awoke from the sleep to urinate? When you put your key in the door? When you stepped into water or had your hands in water? When you couldn't get to the bathroom immediately when you first felt the need, and when you had to wait to use the toilet? If you experience leakage at those times, and sometimes there's others that you come up with, like, oh, when I drive down my street just before I get into the garage, I start leaking and I'm busting to go to the toilet. Well, you know, oftentimes you've done that to yourself and you need to learn the perineal lift, you need to learn bladder retraining, and you need to be disciplined, and you need to fight those things, and you'll be cured. You might be cured in a few weeks, you might be cured in a year, you might be cured in 2 years. It depends where you're at.
Right.
And if you're fit and healthy, do the exercises and you'll never have to suffer.
Great. Well, listen, our time is coming to a close again today. I have just 2 more questions to ask you. Who inspires you, and who are your sexual heroes, if you have any?
Okay, well, the person, I'm so glad you asked me this question, because so many people do not have people that inspire them. I have to say, the person that inspires me the most is Gandhi.
Okay.
You know, just because of who he is, as far as a great peacemaker and a religious personality and a beautiful person is. Secondly, as far as who inspires me sexually, it really has to be the Yellow Emperor from ancient China and his 3 consorts, the Plain Girl, the Dark Girl, and the Handmaiden.
Interesting.
And they were the women that taught the Yellow Emperor about ejaculation control, and they taught him how to please all of his wives. And, you know, it's very horny if you think pleasing 9 wives. They have this dream lover. I mean, I talked about being married earlier. I'm not married now. I'm a single mother now of my child, and so that was another story. But I have this dream lover, and you know what, he always waits till I orgasm. He's like, baby, you go first. And I just find that, even though it's kind of a fantasy of mine, I just think, God, where is that dream lover of mine? He's one of these Yankee guys who might come over here and end up being him. So, I mean, that's just a beautiful woman.
You just knocked me out, girl. Honestly, I think you are so amazing. I am so glad to have had so much of your time the last 2 weeks. You are absolutely brilliant. I know we're going to talk again at some point, but between now and when we do talk again, would you give us your website address so that we can visit you in cyberspace?
Yes, my website is pelvicfloorstrength.com, And my name is Lara Erdley, E-A-R-D-L-E-Y. And you can write me an email or any questions that you have. Or.
And we can watch your videos on YouTube. We can buy DVDs. We can read the stuff that you've written. You are a powerhouse. You are an amazing woman. I am so glad that we have connected, and I am so glad that I could share you with my audience. So until we speak again, my dear, be well, be happy, continue to do the good work that you do, and we will meet one day, I'm sure.
Okay, and for your audience, have lots and lots of sex and masturbate often and perform perineal. So I'm so glad to have met you as well, and I'll see you again another day. Thanks, Dr. Dick.
Bye, Laura.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. What a fun show. I loves me some Laura Early, don't you know? Well, that's it for today, sex fans. Tune in next week at this same time for a special sex education show. And even more sex advice with an edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick.
Yeah, we need to talk. What do you mean, stop being a tit? In what way was I being a tit?
Like interrupting my show? Maybe that's what we were talking about. Anyhow, again, this week's podcast sponsor is Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library. Listen up, buckaroos. Thanks to this amazing technology, you'll be able to watch your choice of smut from the comfort of your own home. With just a little prompting from you, they're going to come gushing out of your computer like nobody's business. Check it out. You'll find a link to this fabulous sex resource right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the tab that reads Video on demand. There is no membership fee. This is a pay per minute sort of deal. So your pay for view minutes allow you to watch whatever content you want for whatever length of time you choose. Pretty gall darn sweet, huh? And remember, a portion of the money you spend at Dr. Dick's How To Video Library, educating, enriching, and entertaining yourself, comes back to us as support for these shows. So knock yourself out. Until next time, remember, sex is good, and good sex, why, that's even better. Over and out.